What's the worst thinker we've seen? Was it Villa? Birmingham,
the throw-in.
Yeah. I think he's only going to get better from here, man.
Every keeper has stinkers. We've seen Alisson.
I think he's a good sign. He's stinkers. A great sign.
Everybody, on the ball. Especially if you play outside.
Because we don't even know what to do with him. Arsenal don't even know what to do.
You two just talking.
When you see Bidas talking, yeah, just get me. Just lower the volume a bit, yeah. Lower the volume a bit.
Say it with chest, man. I didn't.
You heard what I said, bro.
Okay, go talk.
Should we just leave?
No. Let him talk. I don't know what you're saying.
If you want,
go on.
Done anyway. No.
You can take the food, man. Go on.
Oh, thanks. Anyway,
you're welcome.
Number. Is it me or do you guys like the way how tactics smell?
Tactics.
Or
tic-tacs.
Oh, God. Nice, oh, God. I was thinking a 4-2-3-1 smells like what?
I was like, what? I was going to go and smell the board. You
know, that's a formation. Well, that's not
gender
tactics.
Gender breath. But they smell nice, man. I've always liked the smell of
them. I agree. Can I just say I agree? I think Tic Tacs smell great.
They
smell
yeah, but that's great, what it's meant bro. To do, though. It's meant to
no,
make
no,
your breath smell
but
good.
They don't smell no, the way
they
taste.
Smell like how they taste.
The product.
Go on.
Can I smell one?
Gaza, give PK a smell.
And me, please.
Just smell the box.
Just give him one. Give him one and make him smell it.
I can't use it again.
Take one.
You can't use it if he smells it.
Can you chuck the box? I'll pour one out.
That smells nice, right?
Smells very sweet.
It smells nice.
And then let me taste it.
Great catch.
You know why you can't throw, boy?
It had to be underarm as well.
Hey, remember what you said?
Boys, we never do this, but I'm going to do it right now because we had a good Emil Heskey episode the other day. It was a lot more calm and kind of football focused than a lot of our player interviews, but it was very nice. I enjoyed it a lot. And I thought maybe some Liverpool fans are here, some Leicester fans, some Wigan fans, some Birmingham fans that maybe didn't know about us before. So subscribe to the channel if you're not subscribed to the channel. It helps us with the algorithm. Algorithms are important on YouTube. So if you like the video, please like it. If you watch us more than once, you got to subscribe. That's the rule. And leave a comment. If only just letting us know how much you really like Steve-O's shirt.
Yeah. No, I saw you have it on last week, so I went and bought it. Obviously.
What shop?
Blue Ink.
It says man on that. It says man on that.
It's Boohoo Man.
There we go.
And yeah, no, I think it's very nice.
I had a Boohoo Man one there.
What was your one?
It's probably Ralph. Like,
Ralph about the horse.
I don't shop at Boohoo Man.
That's your team, brother.
He set you up.
You're out, bruv. You're out.
Ah, that backfired. All right, boys. It's top 10 worst transfers time. It's international break. We got some time, some space. Obviously, it's been a while since Arsenal beat Manchester United 3-1.
So clean.
Are you aware there's a lot of footballers that watch now and get a bit emotional when this part comes up?
Who'd you check to?
This is season 10 of Filthy Fellas. Football players have been getting upset by Filthy Fellas for a long time.
Check your mirrors. If you're upset, such is life.
Facts. But before we get into our list, I'm going to introduce the panel from my left to my right. His name is PK Humble. He's wearing the new Arsenal third shirt, but he's obviously paying tribute to...
to the Congo.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh? Why are you surprised?
Oh, I thought it was going to be Terry Funk.
Oh.
Yeah, RIP, man.
RIP Terry Funk.
The black band.
But I rate it. I like you're making a political stance.
I'm on a Zinchenko thing. I'm not concentrating on what I should be concentrating on.
Yeah.
I'm instead of playing,
you're giving
I'm
the ball away, but yeah, you're making points.
I'm making points on and off the pitch.
I bought my dad an Arsenal top and he told me off.
From the 170, you get it? What was it? Humility from the 170, descendant of John Major.
Next on the panel, poet, aka Poets Corner, aka Adel Tarat. The Adel Tarat of Filthy. Where's Adel Tarat today, poet?
Isn't he Benfica playing DM?
That was a long time ago, four years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's he now?
Benfica.
Oh,
B.
So you know what he's doing 3-4 years ago? To correct me.
No.
Adel Tarat spoke about him.
Is that Al Nassr?
You sure it's Tarab or not Tarat?
What?
No.
Remember I was telling you.
Nah, you moved tables, so I ain't helping you out this week.
Yeah, no way.
There could be another one over there.
It's a different Al Nassr.
I told you. See?
Huh? Where?
It's one in Dubai.
See? You're like idiots.
Al Nassr SC.
I'm smarter than all you guys, you know. You're all clowns.
What do you mean? How did that make you smarter?
Because I knew he wasn't talking about the Saudi one.
Anyway, his name's Pike.
Welcome, people. Oh, yeah. The Lippy episode of Gasworks is now coming out. The previous one, there was problems, but Lippy's back on Gasworks.
Oh, sick.
Next on the panel.
Yes.
We've got Dazza, Daryl, Big Daz, Yed, the one and only Mr. Yeah, shoulder not that fear, easy.
Buffy.
Buffy. Buffers.
Don't forget that one.
Drop the shoulder.
P. Diddy lover.
Drop the shoulder.
Emirates Stadium.
P. Diddy lover.
I'm telling you, it's true. It's
Puff
true.
Dazzy.
Puff Dazzy is God.
Anyone around Puff Daddy? It's getting...
All right, relax.
That's it. I don't say no more on it.
Relax. Next on the panel, we got Jordy. Don't call him Jordan, but if he's on the guest list, make sure you ask his last name because it's probably in it.
When they come for you, bro, don't be crying.
Kenzendi.
You're a prick, you know.
Who's that? Your dad's name?
You're a freak.
Shut up, man.
Oh, sorry. He's also got tape on his Man United shoulder, but I don't know who sponsors your sleeves at Man United.
Cola? Kohler?
Well, Adam?
A curl.
Kohler?
I don't care.
You don't know Ball Challenge. Jordy, Manchester United, who's the team you support and love? Who's their Steve sponsor?
Kohler. Kohler. Kohler.
Have you researched what that company does?
No. Who researches what teams do on their chest?
Shoulder.
No, sorry, that's crazy.
JVC.
Crazy.
Research.
Wow. Hey, what's good?
Hey, I'm going mad.
I'm going mad.
Idiot.
Anyway, run up his music on streams because, you know, they're there. It's there.
Yeah, because I'm jobless. Please, man. Support black business. Jordy, not Jordan. Talk to me in Portland, please.
Support black business.
Why is that funny, man?
Because I heard that one in a long time, man.
Next on the panel, You Don't Know Ball Challenge, name me four other So Solid crew members other than Swiss.
Scat D.
What?
That's who goes to Scat D?
I rate it.
Scat D's...
He's just trying not to say Ashley Waters because he didn't get in Top Boy.
Lisa Mafia. Mac.
Okay, four. That's good.
Fine. Yeah.
Romeo.
Anyway, his name's Miles. Mileage,
Ashley Waters.
At Millage UK. You could catch him on the club arguing.
Yeah, man.
Is
Miles,
it?
AKA Waz, AKA the best looking YouTube. Oh, yeah, you'll see me on there.
The Knots, that one.
Yeah, you'll see me on there with the club. Shout out Adam McCola, man.
Yeah,
big
always,
guy, man.
Always.
Oh, if we meant Clubhouse. That's what I was thinking, Clubhouse.
Clubhouse is done, bro.
That's what I thought,
oh, I still got the app. Let's see.
Yeah, it used to get you in trouble. You had beef with Stormzy because of what you said on
you
there.
You still have the Clubhouse app.
Next on the panel, he's wearing a shirt that was inspired by Dazza.
Yes, brother.
Dazza's officially becoming an influencer. Congratulations, Dazza.
Thank you.
He's wearing that lone wolf hat again. You said you bought every one of those hats.
Yeah, but you know what? It's with a white hat or a light coloured hat. You got to get the wear, get him in before it gets dirty. So I just
100%.
I've worn it a couple of times.
That's recently. Not a bad shirt.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. But yes, Steve the Madman, King of Snapchat, man with the gap, bada bing, bada boom, all day lot.
Oh God!
But I said the first bit.
You're not dropping it, innit? You're not
joking?
Dropping
it on me. Bada bing, bada boom. Man thinks it's Benny Banks or something.
All right, this is King of Snapchat, man with the gap.
Benny, that's where it comes from, Benny.
Certified Banks. I'll do the damn thing. I'll do a man in, bada boom, bada bing.
Boop. Easy. Stand up.
So stand up then.
I said it, so I can't stand up.
Next on the panel is a man who's wearing a shirt from a country that I don't think he's ever said anything bad about, right?
John Barnes.
What? He said all Jamaicans should come off the internet.
I ain't got a small dick. I ain't Jamaican, but then again, you lie.
But all I'm saying, Jamaicans should be banned from the internet.
The collars, there's a lot of like, someone else can fit in there.
Didn't you wear that last week?
Yeah. It's a white tee. It's a white tee.
Your wardrobe's busy.
It's a white tee. It's a white tee. I think I might be the only one that paid for my top here, though.
So what does that mean?
I am. You lot are wearing free clothes.
Yeah, it's a white tee. It's not that expensive, Jordy.
His name's Spex Gonzalez. He's in training for his next race. He's hoping his next race is against Chunks.
A quick question, PK. Obviously, you play ball. As you get a massage. Is it by a man or a woman?
Jordy gives the best massages.
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay.
Tigo recommended it.
You're digging. You can't start a sentence that way and then go, wait.
I saw a gap and I was like, you know what? Let me feel it.
Sorry, I just pictured Tigo lying down and you're walking up and down his back. Like, Jordy, get off him, man.
Oh, you have to play hot squatch on Tigo's back, though.
Wait a minute.
Why are you coming back to me?
No, I'm not. Wait a minute. Crazy. Why are you asking about massages?
You really want to go there?
So boy, Zimota.
Oh God!
I went and got a spa, masseuse, and I was in this place. Loads of situations walking around. I was like, rah, prop. I'm with Podolski, so we've gone and got a massage. I've closed my eyes. I'm getting this massage. I've got up. I've got a semi because the massage is so good. 45 minutes in, all I hear is turn around, boss.
Oh my God!
Now, obviously, I had to move the cucumbers away from my eyes to see who it is. A Tigo looking brother. I've got a semi. He's got a semi. It's a standoff. So I don't know. Like, I'm thinking, I've got 15 minutes left. Do I get him to massage Podolski or do I continue him doing me in? So I don't know. What would you have done in that situation? Would you let a man do your missus or does he continue?
I would have no issue having a man massage me. Let me just say that.
No, but you're getting a semi off.
But on a semi?
I wouldn't get a semi.
Yeah, but I got a semi though.
How do you know?
Because I've had massages before, Dezza.
What, my man doing it?
Okay, nah, I've never had a man do me a massage, Shabby, bro.
I used to get man massaging me all the time at football.
Yeah, but that's different though, man. Omar, you know Omar.
I feel like...
You're an Egypt! And that clothesline was crazy. I was like, Omar, the wire?
All right, so top 10 worst transfers of the summer transfer window. Boys, should I count down the top 10 from last summer's transfer window?
Please do.
According to us, the geniuses that we are. I got to say, boys, pat yourselves on the back. We did a good job. Not you, Dazza, because you did contribute to the list. But it's okay, because you contributed this year.
Turn around.
And we all like you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Number 10 last year, Otamello.
Wow. Oh,
he's gone higher.
Yes.
He should have been number one.
He should have been number one.
Can I say, is it Melo? He played for Atletico Madrid the other day and looked wicked.
Really?
Set up I was like, wow. And they were, yeah, that was mad.
Yeah.
Number 9, Fabio Vieira.
He was terrible.
Yeah, he's terrible. Wait,
looking good now, though.
Yeah, man. Every time he comes on, he makes a sick pass.
Yeah.
Number 8, Gianluca Scamacca.
Yep, we said it.
Terrible.
So that's two of the three
he
gone.
He got a double. He got a double for Atalanta the other day.
For who? Mm-hmm.
Atalanta.
Is it? Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Matt Turner.
Of Melo plays for Fiorentina.
Yep.
Number 6, Casemiro.
His legs are gone.
Number 5 on our list was Kalidou Koulibaly. That's another one who's gone.
Yep, that's another one.
Lippi was adamant he was dead.
Number 4, Willian.
Yep.
He had a good season. Number 3, what might be a surprise, but we got it right, Jesse Lingard.
Oh, wow.
Still jobless.
Number 2, and that's another player who's not with his club anymore. This is a good list. Number 2, Darwin Núñez. Arguable. Arguable.
See, he started and had a stinker the other day. He had a missed open goal.
He bagged 2 against Newcastle.
But then started the next game. Because
he did. No, he looked good though, but yeah, that header was shocking. Yeah, he did, yeah.
He's not fit though, he's not fit. I'll give him that.
And number 1, another player who's no longer with his club, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Oh, wow, that's number 1.
Where is he? Marseille. So we got the list right.
They got told off by their fans the other day.
Oh, no, Leon.
No, that was Leon.
That was Leon. Marseille, well, Aubameyang did score 2 in the Champions League qualifier and his team still lost.
Now, in January, our top 10 was number 10, Weston McKennie. Didn't do anything. Didn't keep Leeds up. Number 9, Harry Souttar.
Hey, is he in Scotland? Where did I see him the other day?
No, he's still at Leicester.
Number 8 was Jorginho.
Actually, I don't know.
That was good.
I would love to see him play more this year.
Jorginho played what? You say Jorginho, right?
Jorginho, yeah. Number 7, Enzo Fernandez.
Wow.
I mean, he's great. I love him. He's fantastic.
I mean, yeah,
I had him high because I didn't think he was going to make Chelsea a Champions League team.
I think it was the money. The money was just...
Yeah, and they just weren't going to put Chelsea in Europe. But
he's worth that money now.
Today he's doing well.
Number 6, Sambi Lokonga.
Yep.
Where's he gone now?
Luton.
Luton.
Sorry, yeah,
I'll look forward to seeing him now.
I don't want to be rude, but people should stop signing him.
Yeah, probably.
Why don't company just sign him?
Number 5, Wout Weghorst. Good signing.
My guy won a cup, man.
Number 4, Cedric Suarez. That was for Fulham.
Making moves.
Making moves, man.
He's still there. Okay. Still at your club.
Yeah, still there. Still registered.
How the hell did they give him that new contract?
They gave him a new contract.
I think he's coach.
It's a long contract.
So what's his day like? Right, he just trains.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
trains and has sex.
Number 3, João Félix.
Oh.
Didn't work.
Didn't work at all,
he
man.
He started so well that first game. But he didn't, actually.
Danny Ings, number 2.
West Ham.
Chilling on the bench at West Ham.
Danny Ings fell off, man.
I don't think Mikel Antonio chats to him in training. I don't think they chat. I don't think Mikel Antonio rates him. Mm. He's just like, come on, man. You came here to take my place. You.
No, but Ings is a bit about it, though.
No, yeah. He's
got a bit about him.
Yeah,
it looks like he's still lively, man.
And number 1 on our list, and he was clear number 1. Only Steve-O didn't vote for him. Cody Gakpo.
My bad.
T, he's good now.
Nah.
He started the season poor. Mm.
I think he's good, you know.
They had him in 8 first game of season.
But he shouldn't be playing. He shouldn't be number 1. Not if Melo.
But it's both Liverpool.
But they needed to do business to get into the Champions League, and they didn't get in the Champions League. And that's why I think he was number 1.
Yeah, Gakpo.
Overall, I think we're good at this.
It's Gakpo. He doesn't even start in this team now.
He started against Newcastle.
We're not sure.
They haven't got their full 11.
There's a Klopp arguing all the time.
We're not talking about him because he wasn't signed in this transfer window.
Facts.
I'm going to name some players who were signed in this transfer window who were not rated by the panel, but only a couple of them didn't quite make our top 10s, such as Felix, Poet, and Daz's choice, Nuno Tavares.
That was good. You saved that well.
You can't replace Lodi with Nuno Tavares.
But he had a good loan at Marseille.
He'll do all right this
year. He's
got
goals.
Yeah, I don't think it's
a French league.
I don't think that's a bad signing.
Should we rate it? All right, cool.
No, that's not a
I
bad
think Forrest signing is Nuno Tavares.
I think it's
bad.
I think to go from Lodi to Nuno Tavares for me is bad.
Number 19, a player didn't get picked, but did get picked by Lippi and Miles, is Wataru Endo. Sambi Lokonga got votes from Greg, Felix, Steve-O, and Miles.
Wait, pause for a second. You voted Endo, the boy from Liverpool?
Yeah.
And voted McAllister to be a good signing?
Yeah.
All right, cool, Karen.
Cole Palmer got high votes from PK and
Poet. No, leave him. He's bleeding, you're bleeding.
I'm not bleeding. I never knew, because I didn't know that McAllister's not a World Cup winner and done it in the Prem, proven. And he's not 30 plus.
Miles, it's okay.
Okay, cool.
It's okay, Miles, man.
We move.
Vuj and Felix have got Sofyan Amrabat being a disappointment.
Right,
he hasn't played.
The slowest guy I've ever seen in my life.
That's not what the list is about, Miles.
Jesus Christ.
Just quickly, he's going to be he's slow.
Ross Barkley got high vote from Steve-O. And Daza believed that Ross Barkley wasn't going to be good.
Yeah, what's he doing there, man?
He looked good against West Ham.
I liked him against West Ham. Yeah, second half, his legs went a bit.
He's got number 9 on the back of his shirt.
Six.
Ross Barkley's got number 6.
So it was number 9.
A player that Specs, Tigo, Poet, Miles, and Daza thought was going to have a rough season, Justin Kluivert.
He's been bad.
You said Lokonga's been around. He has been around bare countries.
I was looking at him as well. I was eyeing him up, but I was just like, nah.
A player Lumos, Tigo, and Poet had, and I had him number one. Lippi had him. I had him number one. Poet had him number one. Is Jurrien Timber? He's injured.
Yeah, because he got in.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's not going to play.
Exactly.
Ashley Young was voted a bad signing by Vuj, Specs, and Daza. I hear it because he's keeping Michalenko out.
You can't be that experienced and throw the ball across your defense and at least to a goal.
I blame Michael King.
You can't do that. I've never seen an under-8 player do that before. So
he needs to watch Kyle Walker.
No, my man was running on quicksand.
And number 11 is a player that Poet and Tigo had high and Lumos had high. Poet, they could probably guess why we had him high. He was signed to be the striker for Chelsea.
And now look,
it's Christopher Nkunku.
4 months out.
Oh, no way.
He should have never even been on the list.
He's quality, you got Nicholas Jackson missing open goals now.
Yeah, but they signed him last year, January.
No, they didn't.
They did.
Well, no, they didn't, though, did they? Who did he play for from January till this summer? Pre-arranged transfers, definitely not. Could he have been in our transfer list last year?
Nope.
Then he's in this year.
And is he injured? And do they need a striker? This is bad.
But he can't play now because he's done a big injury, but it's a bad signing.
Yeah. Well, they need a striker. They need a striker.
How is that a bad signing? Because he's already been injured.
Because the business doesn't have a forward now. And they're losing. And they're not scoring
goals. Both things can be true, you know.
And both can be true.
Nah. There's only one is true.
Well, things can be unlucky and bad.
We need to sit next to each other again, man. We need to clash our brains.
Things are unlucky. They're not good, you know. if something's unlucky, it's not good. We're not going, oh my God, well done. You was unlucky.
But you cannot just put him on the list. Just don't.
Why? Why would you do that? He's a signing this summer.
Put someone else. It's lazy. It's lazy.
How does that work? It's lazy.
For me, he was the best player in Bundesliga last year. So the expectations are high. Man can't have this excuse all the time.
But we are at number 10 on our list. And he is voted for by Felix, Jordi, Steve-O, Tigo had him high, and Miles had him quite high. Robert Sanchez. Is he better than Kepa?
Honestly.
He got dropped for steal at Brighton.
Come on, man.
And now he's Chelsea's number one.
I think they bought him as a second keeper and Kepa
went. And they never got the number one.
Yeah.
You know, there's some signings I just don't even like. I delete from my mind straight away.
Oh, Chelsea is hard to keep track of what they did this summer.
That's a bad signing, bro.
But he ain't looked that bad, though.
Yes, he has.
He would be Brighton number 3 now because they got Verbruggen, who looks good.
Exactly. But Chelsea missed. They dropped the bag there. They should have got Raya. To be fair, they was linked with him. He was there for time.
Yeah, I think he won the Champions League. Didn't
he? But they're giving out so much money. Should have just gave him the money anyway. Now you've got Brighton's number 2 keeper. He's come on, bro.
Yeah, number one and a half.
We say he's Brighton's number 2, but he fell out.
One and a half. Right? Yeah, you can't call him number 2.
The manager preferred the distribution of steel, though.
Yeah,
he didn't like Robert Sanchez's distribution.
Even that goal they conceded the other day against Forest, Alanga.
He could have stretched the arm.
That's a great finish.
I'm with you, man.
You can't blame him. Look how close he is. You can't blame him for that.
He doesn't look great.
Boom with it, finish.
But 24. All these keepers are young and good now.
I rate him very highly. At start of last season, I'm not gonna like act like, oh, I don't think Robert Sanchez is good. I think he's good. I actually thought he'd go at Man United. I actually thought that's who Man United were gonna play as their goalkeeper. But end of the day, it's not necessarily an upgrade on Kepa. Kepa's no now way. On loan at Real Madrid, and I think Chelsea wanted another goalkeeper. I think they planned to buy a number one, and this is where they are.
They dropped the bag. How have we got a number one keeper, Real, on the bench, and we got Ramsdale, and they're scrambling with this keeper. They should have caught him.
I mean, they might all be the same level, by the way. Rea, Ramsdale, and Sanchez might be the same level.
Ramsdale won PFL, PFA goalkeeper.
Rea's better than Sanchez, though.
He's a G, bro. He's making moves.
Rea's better than Sanchez.
Rea's not better than Ramsdale.
Sanchez in the Spain team?
I think he is, yeah.
Ahead of Rea. I'm
not. Yeah, I want to say, yeah.
How many caps has he got? One?
I hate when people ask me questions that obviously I don't know off the top of my head.
Kepa's, from what we've seen Kepa, we've seen mistakes galore and no managers trusted him. So I think Kepa's trash.
Ancelotti trusts him.
He's at Real Madrid now.
People trusted him. He's at Madrid. They gave him captaincy at Chelsea at one point.
Only because the keeper got injured.
Yeah, but they could have got any other keeper in the world.
Number nine on our list. And I feel like if we knew more about a lot of these players, this could be a top 10 of Chelsea players. But number nine on our list, with high votes from Greg, but a vote from Felix, Lumos, Tigo, and Miles, Nicholas Jackson.
Wow.
What? I didn't put it there.
I think he's good, but it's not what they need.
It's not what they need, boys.
No, but it's only not what they need because of the circumstances.
He's a winner, ain't he?
He was a second striker.
He's a second striker. Hold on. Who was Chelsea's striker before this? Before Nicholas Jackson came?
Aubameyang? They have a striker, bro.
Joao
Havertz.
And Borja.
All right, Specs. So what's your expectation for this guy then, this season?
When I saw him at, is it Villarreal last year?
No, I'm talking about, yeah, go on.
I think he's in a grab at least 10 goals.
What do you think about his name?
That's not good enough, though.
His name's African. That's definitely not African. He's from Senegal, I think.
Ivory Coast.
Ivory Coast.
I expect if they've brought him in to get 10 goals, which they probably haven't brought him in to get that, but that's bad.
No, you know why? Because he's backup. He's meant to be backup for Nkunku. I think Nkunku's meant to be the 9.
I know. Nkunku's meant to be the creative. Nkunku's going to be the 10.
That. I voted for circumstance. I don't think Nkunku was supposed to be a striker, but I voted for circumstance. And the circumstance is he's Chelsea's main striker.
Okay, but TLK, watch this. When we watch him now, he's doing good things.
Yeah, no, I like him. I like him. He's busy. He's good.
He's picking up good positions, but like Chelsea need a goal scorer. They need goals, and he's not getting goals like that. The one goal he got was against, Luton? Come on, my bro. That Luton team shouldn't even be championship.
Boys, I think this is going to bite you back in the elbow, man.
Same as like Eddie Ketia, though. It's like they're both like...
I'm backing him to get 12.
Early doors, isn't it?
100%.
Early doors.
The signs are there. That's why he's not worse for me. The signs are there.
You got to jump out the window at some of these players. You have to.
Bro. And he's missing sitters as well.
Sitters.
I think what it is like 40 people on the list to put him in the top 10 when he's nearly there or not.
I wouldn't put him in top 10, but I'm not totally against it. I'm not like, I wouldn't put him in top 10 though. I didn't
want to do safe stuff like pick
like relegation fodder.
The ninth Forest player. Like, let's be honest. I wanted to when I'm doing my list, I'm thinking high upside, low downside. Like, come on, I'm trying to find some middle ground where a player can actually represent a flop or represent a bad signing, not just that guy signed on loan from Werder Bremen and he's going
to
play.
When
nine
he drops
games.
Deep and tries to kick ball though,
it's horrible. Can't even
I think he picks it up and turns well when
he can't turn.
Boy,
I see shades of Adebayo when I watch him.
Number eight on our list, and it is, I should apologise because it is a safe one. Greg voted him, PK voted him, Tigo voted him, Lippy voted him, Poet voted him high, Miles voted him high. We saw him last year, Clement Lenglet.
Oh, forget him. I know, it's a cop-out, but forget, forget him.
Villa was, scrambling. With their defensive injuries, they were scrambling.
They just needed something
man needs to concentrate.
But he's a centre-back, bro.
Left back.
he can play left though as well.
That's not what they signed.
I think you lot are being a bit like, because it's a backup signing.
It's a bad sign. No, but he's going to play those specs.
I think I was being too safe with that pick.
I don't think it's backup though. How is it backup?
Because Mings.
He's not injured. So he's not backup.
He's going in there.
He needs to go and play straight away, bro.
He didn't sign before Mings, you know. Injuries happened, and now we've signed Lenglet. That means we don't...
They got a lot of centre-backs ahead of him though.
Paul Torre is not playing well.
All right, let me ask you this then, right? You got Mings in your team, but he's injured. But Mings is your main centre-back, yeah? Are you going to go and get a centre-back better than Mings or as good as Mings? Because you're going to have problems when Mings is fit, right? That's the problem.
I'm not doubting any of that. That's another problem. But I'm talking about the guy that...
But they play three at the back now. He's been playing three at the back.
He played further back against Liverpool. He changed it. You know what I mean?
Hey, but hey, Specs, that's another problem. That's a problem from when it comes. Right now, you've got a big, big, big problem. Now you're putting a big liability in your back line.
100%.
You're mash.
You think that is a liability?
But Specs, let's be honest. We spoke about here, you know. See, the players are getting injured a lot. And it's not just by coincidence. There's reasons, and I'm sure them not know. So they know that you have to get in adequate replacements. You can't, because another injury might come up and then you've got to play Lenglet.
We know why they're getting injured.
He's not good, man.
Is he not good?
Nah, man. Did you see him at Spurs? When he was at Spurs?
It can happen.
He was bad.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Honestly, I put him in there. I don't think it's that bad.
It's lazy. That's a lazy one.
Well, they got Conference League. They're in Conference League, right? They'll play for some Conference League minutes. He's okay. Tottenham was shocking last year, so who knows if that's really a good, fair representation of him.
Oh, I thought he was shocking before that.
He was Barcelona. Fifth or sixth choice centre-back.
He's not a Barcelona.
Villa. Shall I burst your bubble here? Wonder Kid FM 17.
That's not bursting my bubble.
Oh.
I'll be totally real.
Freddie Adu is a wonder kid, you know.
I'll be totally real.
All right, number 7 on our list. Not happy with this. Greg Vooge. Lumos had him high. Lippi had him second. Andre Onana.
What?
I never voted for him. That's crazy. That's he's not. That's
man,
not bad.
Man, am I not even here to fight their point?
Who here voted for him as bad signing? Who?
No one. You did.
Jordy Lang. Took him out last minute.
You took him out last minute. So you said my bad to yourself.
But you had him, I had him on both lists. Well.
Yeah. Why? Because you're confused.
You can have someone on both lists.
You can.
That makes sense. That don't make no sense.
Well, no, you actually, you know what, Specs, you're right. You can't. The group can. The one individual can't.
What do you mean me can't?
No, I mean like, no. You, as an individual, you can't.
Where your chat bot, Tugo?
He's got a shirt on.
It's the shirt. The patty he had before this.
You can be on both lists though, play on both lists.
You as an individual can't vote, but as a group collective, we can. Yeah.
But I as an individual had him on both still.
He's kicking for me, and his distribution is way better than Steele's, because Steele was number one last year.
And that was for Bruggen.
What?
Huh? And that was for Bruggen.
Who's for Bruggen?
What, better than Onana?
Brighton.
No, it's not better than Onana. You think it's better than Onana?
No,
I'm about Steele.
I think Onana's rush keeper.
Yeah.
He's been.
There was a time against Arsenal, he broke between the two centre backs on the halfway line. I was like, this guy looks way more comfortable than Casemiro transitioning his ball.
Crazy.
Cold, bro. He was ice cold.
Bro. He plays sweeper.
Neat.
Eddie was pressing him. He didn't even look at Eddie once.
What does monkey rush mean again?
Didn't care he was there.
Monkey.
Anyone can go and go.
Yeah.
Monkey rush. Anyone.
Yeah, whilst the keeper comes out.
Yeah.
All right, we've got a bit of a stinker here. So none of us believed he should be on this list.
No one here, no. It's apart from Greg. Greg did.
Okay, so we've got nothing to really talk about then.
We can talk about him in
Lippi
general.
Lippi got him second.
Lippi had him second.
Lippi's just got this, like, there's a hate boner for United.
There's something on Football Manager with goalkeepers called eccentricity.
Yeah, that's not just in Football Manager.
Right, his one is definitely 21.
Oh, he's very eccentric.
Like, he's
yeah.
going to make some mad mistakes.
Do you remember when he failed his drug test and then he wasn't playing for Ajax? He said that he got stopped by the police and they started searching his cars because they said, this guy's addicted to drugs, even though it was a performance enhancing drug. And he swears down that he never took the drug and it was a bad test or whatever. That's very eccentric.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Going to the Athletic and telling stories about the police.
Yeah. I like him, man. He's unruly, bro. Unruly. Me and that cash one. Way up. We up there.
First game for United, let's give him a penalty. He should have given him a penalty. That save that should have been a save against Nottingham Forest, the first one, I don't understand what he was doing. So I get why people might say you could look at certain things and go, maybe.
Had a lot of attention for the wrong reasons a lot early. But his passing has been like, I love watching it. Like he literally passes round the fullbacks.
I think he's good at corners as well. I think
he's
he like, looks
yeah.
like
yeah.
He,
yeah,
comes,
he
out.
Comes up.
So like, yeah.
Hey, take it out quickly.
Oh, no.
No. Someone said it yesterday. Someone said it yesterday. Yeah.
It's not far, you know.
Yeah. A bit more grown.
Trim. Lada.
Nah, that's not a worst. That's a bad take. That's a good signing.
But
bro.
I think our minds will change in 3 weeks.
You reckon so?
He's gonna do a mad mistake. A little bit. I know this stinks.
Don't be reactionary.
No, but I don't exactly. I don't think. I think we've all got to expect mistakes when you play Harry plays.
Yeah, of course.
No, but his one's gonna be like a stinker.
You know, I don't
like,
think so, you know. I think he's...
I think Ramsdale will make worse mistakes than Onana.
What's the worst stinker we've seen? Was it Villa... Villa...
Birmingham, the throw-in.
Yeah. I think he's only going to get better from here, man.
Every keeper has stinkers. We've seen Anderson.
I think he's a good sign. He's a great sign. Everybody, on the ball.
Especially if you play outside.
Because we don't even know what to do with him. Arsenal don't even know what to do.
You two just talking.
When you see me that's talking, yeah, just get me. Just lower the volume a bit, yeah? Lower the volume a bit.
Say it with chest, man. I didn't hear that.
Nah, you heard what I said, bro.
Okay, go talk.
Should we just leave?
No, let him talk. I don't know what you're saying.
You can if you want.
Go on.
I'm done anyway.
No.
You can take the food, man. Go on.
Oh, thanks. Anyway.
You're welcome.
Number six on the list.
Hey, Miles, you're a champion.
Number six on our list was voted for by Greg, Vuj, Lumos, Poet. Miles had him number one, and Dazza. Johnny Evans.
100%.
Oh, that's forcing it, man.
Nah, he's not forcing it, bro. What's he still doing?
That's literally just because a deflected goal went in against Arsenal.
No, not even that. Well, what's he doing there?
It just looks stink to me.
They've got Johnny Evans, like you said, if someone gets crashed out and they've got to use him, they've got a 39-year-old defender.
Is he that old?
They've got a centre-back partnership.
He's 35. He moves like he's 39.
That centre-back partnership was at Leicester in like 2018.
Even that, no, hold on. That 39 thing's been in his head and is the reason why I picked him.
He's not good enough to play for Manchester United.
You should be deducted points right now.
Look, he should not be at Manchester United's team right now. Exactly. He should not be there.
But remember, they didn't spend no money 100% on him.
Championship high.
I think Johnny Evans is better than Lindelof.
Thank you.
Yes, agreed.
Thank you. What's wrong with that?
And only Manchester City can afford to have seven world-class centre-backs.
Bro, they don't need to get seven. They don't need to get seven.
Well, they can't. I mean, they've got two.
Just get three or four.
That's a lot as well.
They've got Varane. They've got Martinez.
Got three or four.
No, they've got one.
So how many United are supposed to have three or four?
Bruv, they've got Martinez. They've got Varane. Yeah, but we don't have a guy that's 35 in there, and he might come in and lose us games.
We might need that.
We don't have that. The only reason why I think I picked him is because I looked at the defense at the end of the Arsenal game, and I saw Wan-Bissaka, Maguire, Johnny Evans and Dalot, and I said this stinks.
In 2023,
it just stinks.
Yeah, that's not a Man United.
I just don't think you should bring. It's kind of sad on Evans, but don't bring him a part of that mess. Nah. Like that just
you know what you've had this prophecy against Evans since I said to you Arsenal should have bought him years ago, bro.
That's not true.
What was the key word in that sentence?
Years ago.
your comprehension. You didn't need comprehension.
The key words was years ago.
Can you move back a bit so I can see that prick? Well, let me say this. But years ago means years ahead is experience. And you bring that to the rest of the back four. Not on the pitch, but
off the pitch. And you know what as well?
Adding on to that as well.
Wait.
Interplay. Wait. That was a great pass mix. Carry on.
I think it shows how good he is that the fact that they're looking at him at 35, he's a top class
quality.
Player,
no, wait, pause, because it's not that. Because they brought him in on like a month contract.
And he done well.
He was playing Prem this year regardless.
I'm not doubting that, but for a Champions League side that wants to progress on.
That there could be one of the best signings of the season because you've got it. It could be, bro.
Slow down.
Injury prone
Varane
that might go
to. I think Arsenal should have signed him.
So you got injury prone Varane that might go to.
You got rid of Rob Holding.
You got Martinez as the
same
size.
And Timber's injured. Arsenal
I'm just saying,
him.
You've Tommy got Asu's there. Varane that might leave. Take my injury prone. Martinez, midget. I don't know if you said small person. Yep. Apologies to all the small people. Who else have you got? Maguire that was going to go West Ham. And then you bring in Johnny Evans. For me, it's a lesser reflection on Johnny and just more the circumstances. It stinks.
If Johnny Evans signed, if he signed for Luton, he signed for Sheffield, that's fine. They need that experience. They need that.
If he signed for West Ham, I'll be like, that's a great bit of business.
Yeah, fam, that's.
And I think in the Premier League, you're looking at it more like Man United. Fam. Like,
yeah, but fam.
Fam? No. He's never said fam. This is filthy fellas. Fam. We talk proper English.
Go on, fam. Go on.
Bredjin,
go on.
My dog. You've got good centre backs, and you respectfully, you're not trying to push for Champions League or trying to take your club to the next level. Trying to win the league. No. There's West Ham. Let's have some.
They could win Europa League and get Champions League.
No, they're trying to push, but in the space.
You understand, though. Like,
you're not trying to push
prem,
for top
all
four.
Prem teams are signing quality players now, yes, okay. from the bottom to the top.
That's fine.
So you got players that are at United that could be.
For where Manchester United are right now, they should not be signing Johnny Evans. They're trying to take it to the next
that.
Level.
I think I understand that, and I hear the. I think typical Manchester United, they've made something that could have been something that people talk about fondly, and they've turned it into a pile of. They gave him that short-term contract. So now it looks like he was on trial. Now it looks like they were desperate last minute.
Yeah.
And that probably is what it
bad
is.
Bad business.
But if Manchester United had signed him and just gone, this is going to be a great option for us next year, which he is going to be a great option for them, people will be looking at that transfer completely differently. Manchester United just do it wrong.
I don't think so, you know. I feel like people would have still been, the guys like Miles would have been still been saying the same thing.
Yeah,
though.
But he has a hate boner for United.
I don't, bro. I don't put Onana in this list. I didn't do. The fact that he's 35 years old, bro, and Manchester United, where they are right now, shouldn't be signing.
And
Johnny
do you know
Evans,
what, in the middle
he
of the
might
block,
be playing for them next week.
30-year-old Maguire, 35-year-old Johnny Evans, 31-year-old Casemiro, almost 30-year-old Eriksen. This is just horrible.
But no, hang on, let me go. Because Man United over the years have been known every so often, they used to do it all the time under Fergie, but they get an older player. And I think when we're talking about Man United, what have they lacked? They've lacked people with winning experience.
Ferguson left 10 years ago.
So Johnny Evans, you got to think where he came from. He's got that installed in him. So him being in that dressing room is going to install it in a few
under
more.
Under different circumstances,
maybe.
Who knows?
And the players you said, like you said with Fergie, like he used to do that 10 years ago, but the players in the that was playing his position before him were world-class players. So he was there for experience. Man United is going to be using this guy sooner than they think.
Johnny Evans is very good, and he's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's a leader. He took Northern Ireland to Euro 2016.
That makes him a good signing.
That means respects. Is he a great guy?
Steve-O,
is he a great guy?
He's a great guy.
I'm telling him,
he's
a great
guy. Johnny, come on the show.
I'm sure you're a great guy, Johnny, but I'm sure Johnny does not want to be defending against all these young, hungry strikers
right
now.
He's
going
to be in the Prem regardless. This year, he was going to be in the Prem regardless.
I don't think you can call a man Johnny without saying the surname.
Of course, Sir Johnny Evans.
We've made it to number 5 on our list, who, again, it's a bit of a cop-out. I would say I regret it, but he deserves
no
this.
No regrets.
Jordy picked him. PK had him second. Specs had him high. Tigo had him. Lippy had him. Poet had him high. Dazza had him number 1. It's Brentford's returning hero, Neil Mopé.
He needs to get out
there. Yeah.
Even I had him.
That's not a cop-out.
Just give me the floor for a minute.
Got you.
I want to say a big apology to Dom Solanke.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. Solanke, I apologize. You're not the worst striker in the Prem.
He's good, man. No. Say more than that. Say more than that.
What? That I said he's the worst striker in the Prem?
No, say he's better. He's better than not the worst.
You're better than Neil Maupay.
Yeah.
100%.
He's good, though.
Boys.
Yeah, no, Solanke's actually decent.
Boys.
But Neil Maupay, guys.
My lord.
Boys. Tigo? Sorry.
Can I say, though?
Where is he gone?
Brentford.
Back to Brentford, where he banged goals, where he's comfortable, where he walks in the dressing room.
It's the whole, yeah, years have moved forward, cuz.
How long ago? When did we do our
four don't start.
Years?
He won't start then, no?
Brian and Bemo's got 4-4.
He won't start.
He won't start.
Who's up front?
Wissa and Bemo.
I believe it can't be as not bad.
Well, I'll say this. You guys remember when I was an Everton fan? Yes. Back when I was following Alex Iwobi, that magical time. They were managed by Frank Lampard. What an era. I was plugged into quite a lot of Everton Twitter, and my algorithm still throws up a lot of Everton Twitter. There are Everton fans, and they're going to deny it, but I saw it, who he played well in the League Cup the other day, and they were like, oh, maybe this is how he plays off Beto, and actually he can work in a two. And that was Everton. There were not all of them, but there were some Everton fans saying that might have unlocked Mopé. Brentford do play with the
one and two,
he might be good with.
We talk about, but I've noticed that. That's what I thought about the other day when I saw Edouard get 2 goals because
Mateta.
So there's some players that when they have that, you know what I mean.
No, but it can't wipe out all of the stuff that he's done. It's not.
No, but he's done it. He's
scored.
Can I say
that? No,
he scored.
As poor as he was at Everton, at Brighton, he was their top goal scorer. Every year.
He's responsible for Emi Martinez in the World
and then
Cup.
As I say, because West Ham were looking at him, so like what he said, he was plugged in. I was plugged in around that time. Good player, mate.
He's busy. That's what he is. He was stinking at Everton.
But I think for Brentford,
I don't think so.
He's a, pardon the YouTube algorithm, he's an S-house. Didn't he rattle Arsenal last year?
Yeah. He injured Leno. Martinez
didn't he do it last year? Didn't Everton beat Arsenal?
1-0 at Goodison Park.
Yeah, didn't he rattle them in that game as well?
I mean, that's what you're good for. That's terrible. That's what you're...
Oh, Lord of Chattons.
He's mad. He's mad.
You're an idiot, Shorty.
Me and Mitch interviewed him, and he's a very level-headed guy.
I always say that.
Proper mad, like... So when you see him on the pitch, and you're like, why are you doing that? You're smarter than that. I always feel like when people, he's smarter than Robbie Savage.
But he's a striker who sees a lot of the ball. and it just goes in wrong direction,
yeah, man. All the time, bro.
That opening
like,
game, some of the finishing was abysmal. Abysmal for Premier
number
League.
Number one, he should be number one.
He needs to be loved, though. Brentford did love him once. Loves maybe they'll love him again.
Worst striker in the Prem?
At the moment?
It's ones that don't get goals. This guy scores 10 plus.
Anthony Marshall?
When's the last time he scored 10 plus?
At Brighton when he got
Brighton.
His move.
He got 10 at Brighton.
Brighton? Yeah, first oh my season. God, he went Brighton before Brentford.
When was that, though? During COVID?
I forgot about that. Before, you know, Brentford. Every season that he
forever.
Was there.
Top goal scorer.
10 plus. McKenzie.
19-20, he scored 10. And after that, he scored 8-8, and he scored one since then.
8-8-1. Nah, this is terrible, bro. Ollie Watkins is never going back to Brentford.
8-8-33, 8-32. Oh, I know it's not great, God. But Brighton didn't have goals coming from strikers back then. But
is he better than Martial?
I'd rather have him than Martial.
Ten Hag said he
no, you wouldn't.
Well.
Wait
a minute. Is he better than Foster? Foster.
Lyle Foster?
Burnley striker.
No. What? You mean
Foster?
Luton.
No,
Burnley. Burnley
Foster.
Oh, right. Yeah,
Foster's
Burnley.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Morris.
Oh, Foster. He's like...
I'll let the man land because I don't know. But no more pay as it stands.
All the relegated teams, not one win from a relegated team yet. One draw, Sheffield United.
You lot rate Burnley, don't it? Someone on this table anyway.
Number four on our list was voted by Greg, Felix, Lumos, Stevo, PK, Tigo, Lippi and Poet.
Has to be United.
Manchester United got Sergio Reguilon.
Brother, what is that?
Crazy.
That's a no look pass.
I looked at it on the list and I thought, bloody hell, man.
When was him and Ten Hag at the same team, by the way? I saw a picture where he was managing him. Does that never happen or it never happened? Okay. They said reunited. What? I said, what? Reunited? When did that happen?
Is this the Reguilon that was at Spurs?
Yes.
This is terrible.
I know they have to fill a space, but
I don't think it's that bad.
Second choice, because Luke Shaw's injured now.
If we're talking about bad signings,
Dallo played well.
And you made a point about
against Saka, though.
Man United signing Johnny Evans. This signing here, everything what you lot said, pull it into this one, but even worse, because this guy didn't even get into the Premier League team. At least Johnny Evans was starting, shining, closing out teams, you know what I mean? This guy here.
Reguilon had a couple of like
Reguilon was a
match of the day highlights. People were like, let's focus on Reguilon.
They definitely did when he first
came. Can I just say this though? Can I give the doubt or the benefit here?
Okay, go.
He played under Conte, right? Yeah. Which is bad football. And he seems like someone that needs a coach that kicks the ball.
And Mourinho? Mourinho as well. Right?
Oh, come
it's
on,
Mourinho
man.
That he came.
Come
yeah.
on, man. This is his time to shine. This is his time.
What?
Reguilon.
He's got a coach that kicks ball.
I think he'd be
he
all
has
right.
to go to Manchester United Maybe. Under the pressure
Bro,
of them playing
Dullock.
Terrible.
I thought Dullock was rubbish till I see him under a good coach. Dullock's class.
Dallas class. Dallas class.
I hear where you're coming from.
Reguilon's
you know
now
what?
Not going to play because Dallas class.
That looks great. They lost
3-1. So why are we picking him?
Because you're signing this guy. Results
need to
come.
You didn't lose 3-1, bro. They didn't lose 3-1
United lost
3-1,
bro.
Yeah, but they didn't lose 3-1 like that.
I'm saying
that.
To you, United lost 3-1. So you
not
need
like
to bring
that.
In a
not
player.
Like that, not like that, though. Not like that.
That don't matter.
Cool, cool, cool.
Not like that, though.
Not like that.
Not like that, yeah?
That don't matter. That don't matter, bro.
These guys. They lost 3-1. They lost 3-1.
Wait, but calm down,
bro. All 3-1s ain't built equal.
Yeah, not like that.
So they lost 3-1. And you're going to bring in Reguilon. Come on, man.
No,
come
that's
on,
not how
man.
It yes, the, that was the sequence of events.
That's the narrative,
that
bro,
was
man.
Not the sequence
that's
of
the
events.
Narrative. Paint
we
it,
lost 3-1, then we signed Reguilon.
All right, cool.
It's a sad story.
It's the other way around, really.
Who were you linked with just before you got Reguilon?
Cucurella.
Oh, my.
Cucurella's better, right?
And fired at
Marcus Alonso.
And Marcus Alonso, yeah.
What?
So I think you like Spanish fullbacks.
Killer Cam.
Left backs. Mad team.
So where's Malacia?
He's hurt.
He's injured, yeah.
Like, proper, like. Gone for time.
He's out for a couple weeks.
Right, gonna have his, are you in Europa or Champions League?
Champions League.
We're going to be all right.
I think he'll do good there, man.
Yeah, he'll be all right, man. This is his year.
I watched him at Spurs, bro.
Left back, yeah.
Best thing he ever done was come here with his missus and do that whole campaign of pictures. Apart from that, waste of time, fam. You went from Spurs to United. I hate them both.
I thought he was all right. He was all right. Yeah, when he first came under Jose Mourinho, and I remember there being like, oh, Reguilon's good. I remember, if I go back and look at our top 10 left-backs list, I guarantee the people right
and
now who are slaying
we
him,
wanted him.
Had him up there.
I bet you any money he gets a cross and it lands on Hoyland's head and goes in before November.
What's the odds? 75
who
to
wants
1.
To bet? No, who wants to bet?
That's what, it's the odds are 75 to 1.
You said cross. So you're going to bet
you can cross, you can cross.
I bet tenner, yeah?
Yeah, tenner.
Tenner?
It doesn't happen.
I have no faith in
that. That doesn't happen. What are the odds? I want to know how much money I'm losing.
Exactly, what do I get back?
Is it 50 to 1, 25 to 1, 10 to 1?
No, there's no odds. There's no odds.
There's no odds.
There's no odds, no.
So it's just a friendly bet.
3 to 1. What does 3 to 1 mean?
Number 3 on our list is a player who got, you know, a lot of votes, as you'd expect. Greg voted him high. Felix had him number 1. Jordi had him
Greg's
number 1.
Been very ruthless with attack in these
Vuj and Lumos had him. PK had him number 1. Specs had him. Lippi had him high. Kai Havertz.
Let him cook,
come
man.
Come forward, bro.
Let him burn,
they're
man.
They're booking. Brothers, let him come cook, forward, man. Bro. Come forward, bro. We got to talk about
let him cook. Let him, he needs to let him burn, bro.
I thought he had a good second half.
I think he's going to be a good player. Come January,
boys,
February.
I'm 50-50.
I think he's a player that we can rely on.
I'm probably 50-50.
You know, when it comes to the business end, that's when I think he's going to come.
I think I understand why he'd be in the top 10. Yeah, I understand why he's in the top 3. I don't understand why he'd be number 1. No, it's not reactionary. It's definitely not reactionary.
There's definitely justification for this.
You spent £60 million on a player to change his position. It's a big ask.
Nah, it's bad.
I feel like it's not even his fault. I don't even feel like it's his fault. I feel like it's Arteta's fault. Like, that's just a lack of concentration. Like, I don't know. What are you doing there? Like, what did you see? Like,
he saw a guy playing a false 9. It wasn't really a false 9. It was a full 9. He had Granit Xhaka, who he hid in transitions, and he said, everything's moving to a quicker ball out. Now, if we could get someone who can control the ball in air, has good close control, we can start turning defense into attack much quicker because we're going to be sitting against low blocks. It actually makes sense on paper because they didn't need some ball-winning midfielder up there. They needed a second striker, which he would be great at if teams paid real second strikers. And that's basically what LCM is at Arsenal. On paper, it makes sense.
T. This is my problem, and I agree with you here. This is my problem, though. Remember we spoke about Kovacic?
Yeah.
Because it's a hidden position,
yeah.
The fitting should be now.
Yeah.
Why is it taking this long?
I thought you looked good second half.
But the thing is, it's just that second he gets into the positions, the decision-making's poor. And sometimes he makes the right run, but he's just a bit offside.
Confidence is low, man.
Yeah, confidence is low. He needs a goal or something.
I told Arsenal fans over the weekend, he said, look, you're rattling him. Arsenal fans need to get behind the guy. You're rattling the kid. The kid needs love.
He said, "Love it."
You see him swing and miss the ball. That's confidence. No professional football player is missing that.
I thought it was a good pass.
Anything other than confidence.
if that was me and I did that, yeah, and everyone's kidding me, I'd be like, "What do you mean? That's a Ronaldinho thing." I'll be arguing. I wouldn't be like, "Arteta, look what Poet and DT are saying about me."
A few episodes ago,
I said that the fans getting onto your players would be a problem.
Remember? Yeah, you did.
What did he say?
He said that Arsenal fans getting onto their players would cause problems.
That'd be another problem.
That's one of the reasons why I left.
That's man needs to grow up though, man. Come on, man.
This is why I haven't got onto it because it's still early days.
No, you have.
I haven't got onto
it. You want Rice there. So talk up, bro.
No, Rice, yeah. And what did I say?
Rice,
I always back my talk and I did say that I want Rice there and I wasn't. I want Rice there and I said, what did I say? I also said I would prefer to have Havertz up front.
Oh, instead of Nketiah on thing?
Yeah, he could play up front. I said he could play up there with a false number 9. I prefer that. I think he could play up front.
Yeah. I see you.
He could play up front.
You like to make problems.
100% up front. I said he should start up front.
You'd rather have Havertz up front.
I said I would push him up front. I'd rather have him up front. He could be off the bench, whatever.
Let me finish my question. Yeah, you'd rather have him up front than Jesus and Nketiah?
No. He would be my second choice striker, my third choice striker, whatever it may
be. Your third choice striker.
Yeah, he would not be where he's playing now. He'll be Rice.
For 60-something million?
So your 60 million signing would be your third choice striker.
Me personally, I would do that to benefit the rest of the squad. I would do that.
You buy a man.
I wouldn't have bought him.
I would have never
so
bought
you're
him.
You're saying
yeah,
that Arteta needs to take the L right now. And
yeah, I wouldn't play him there. Obviously, like you said, Arteta, like he says, he's an attacking midfielder. It's gonna come in time, but right now.
By December, Havertz will have had a three game run where he scored a goal in each.
He's going to score a hat trick, and his numbers are going to look crazy.
Yeah, you lot will talk about Ballon d'Or.
He will get goals.
I don't like the way he plays. Like it's because he, you know, Xhaka was like.
God, talk your talk.
Let me just say
that the way no one plays.
No, but let me just say this, Xhaka.
I'm with you on
why?
That,
why are you ignoring?
No, I'm okay. Should I talk to you or shall I talk to you? Tell me. All right, I'm just saying, like when Xhaka was there.
No, you don't like how no one plays.
He didn't want the ball. Havertz wants the ball and he wants to try and do this little jinky-me-jinky, as Piki would say. And for me, it just looks so slow. It looks like he's carrying stuff. No, I'm being honest. Is it just me?
It worked against Man United when he drove through those two defenders.
Was that a penalty, T?
Well, if he was more confident, he would have shot. Because he had possession of the ball.
If he shows more glimpse of that was like a little...
He will. That's what I'm saying. Let him cook.
I think his
footwork is very good.
He doesn't skip past players.
He did that. You weren't watching.
That wasn't a skip pass.
He
went into the and then went down, and it wasn't a penalty. So he died.
Either way, but he had control of the ball till the end. If he was more confident in that moment, I think he would have carried on and shot.
All right, what about the pass for Russia's goal?
Shocking.
Shocking.
It happens. Confidence. It low. Happens.
It but happens. It was sometimes in the game he was coming back winning possession, especially in the second half. Like, he was doing stuff, but it's just not good enough.
It's not enough.
That That's stinks, enough. Though. When I see Havertz on the edge of the box blocking shots, I'm like, bro, you're a broken man.
Last week you said Joe Linton can't get dropped for Newcastle. He's an attacking midfielder who now plays DM.
Oh, sorry. So are we comparing Joe Linton and Havertz?
Because, yeah, sure, why not?
Because Joe Linton is way better than Havertz in that role.
You don't know that, though.
I know it now, so
you
far.
You don't. You haven't seen Havertz do it?
Oh, so you're saying Havertz better than Joe Linton? Okay, cool. So then
I'm saying you're chatting rubbish, as usual.
How? How can you disrespect Joe Linton? You know, Newcastle fans, look at your king. Look at your king, man.
Look at this guy. Who's their king?
He didn't even know where to go.
He didn't know where to go. He was lost. Look at your king.
No, so what, Specs, you can't give him the benefit of the doubt that he's in a new team, new system?
Do you know what it is? And Dazza, come on, man.
You man loves system. Talk about everyone's in a new system. Everyone's in this. Brother, you can play football, bro.
Well, you get it, yeah. Boys, you can't just go on the pitch and just play football.
I like it. No, but adapt. Like you know what you're signing up for.
I hear you and I know what you mean. But Specs, just because we have a broad understanding of what that Xhaka role was, whereas not a lot of people hear us on it being a free role and it being like a very low risk position, right? Who would have been a better player for them in that position?
You know what? That question now has caught me. It's caught me now because I thought about that before you asked me. Before, you know what? No one else. But Mason Mount would be better at Arsenal in that role.
That's probably why you went for him.
But do you know what? Do you know what's interesting for me? You know when Arsenal play Palace, I'm watching and I'm thinking Havertz, I'm looking and thinking, I don't like this. And then they showed a square on the top right-hand corner of all the dots where Havertz is doing. And I was like, okay, that you don't see. That's what's giving the space for Odegaard and all that. And maybe he's doing it better.
And he can play in tight spaces. Xhaka
but you won't know that stuff.
No, we could. What do you mean I won't know that stuff? He's got a striking.
Irrespective of adapting and all of that, bro, I'm with PK. You see, when you get into certain positions that which doesn't require you to adapt or anything, like for example, Tigo said, when you're bursting through, shoot, bro. Like, shoot.
So you want goals? You want goals from
Havertz? No, I don't want goals. I'm talking about basics in the game. Look at the pass he gives away for the first goal. What the hell is that? There were certain times he's playing 5-yard passes. That's not. Get that stuff
that's
right,
low confidence.
Bro. Get that stuff
you
right.
You though, man. Let him cook.
That's a shut up.
You don't buy a player like Havertz who's class. He's obviously got touches and he's got great touches, all that, for what he does off the ball.
Yeah, you do.
That's what I'm saying. So, but he's saying, but Tigo's saying.
No, you don't.
It's an off the ball role. LCM is an off the ball role.
Tigo's saying that.
Like Xhaka's whole game.
Maybe that role is, but Havertz, the player that is class, he's got great touch, great ability, he's a player that you want to do things on the ball. That role, maybe, and that's why he's saying he's in the wrong role. That's why he's saying it's the
not,
wrong
not
role.
Not based on what he's done in 3 years in a
Premier. Because he's been in the
his off the ball has been, well, he's won the Champions League, he scored in the Champions League final.
My whole problem is if you're saying the on-ball stuff has been shocking. He just told you
yeah,
about
the
on-ball
stuff's been the letdown.
Okay, it's your stinker because he's never been good on the ball. He's always been good. By Leverkusen, he was the off-the-ball merchant.
Absolutely.
No, he was not.
He's got feet, but he's off the ball.
That's Steve-O's point, you know. That's Steve-O's point, you know.
His touch is quality.
Yeah, but he's an off-the-ball player.
So would you say he's Arteta was to turn him into one like a crash midfielder, like arrive late?
Nah. They want him on the ball, but what it is when you're playing low blocks, you want to be able to transition from back to front quickly and have a way of playing so that someone can play with the feet or up in the air. And they
what
can bring the wide
about,
players
man?
In.
Whole nonsense there, man.
I'm sorry, Steve. The game is not 4-4-2 anymore.
That's the game.
Literally.
But you're just talking. You're talking to transitions, this, that, the other. Nonsense, mate. Nonsense.
The same thing Manchester City did break Arsenal last year. Where you beat the press with that single ball. You have to find an outlet who can play both ways to break that press.
That's why I hate football today.
So how do you see Havertz played then? How do you think he should be played?
I just made the point that he's saying about you buying him for off the ball. I'm saying a player like Havertz who is quality on the ball, he's a class player.
That's his main strength.
That's not his main strength.
That's
not how he's played his whole career. Just
his whole career?
Just because he's got
tech. He didn't even know how he played at Leverkusen. He said he was an off the ball runner.
Merchant, that's what he's
well,
getting.
He was,
merchant, what are you talking about? He's a class player, bro.
Of course
bro.
He is, but he wasn't demanding the ball every second
of the
game.
Are you boys getting crazy or something?
He wasn't a player that demanded the ball.
It's your table, you know, don't say you boys.
I just disagree.
So what, you see Havertz as on the ball, like a dribbler and that?
I did say dribbler.
Okay, what is he?
I say a guy that has touches, brings people into the game. That's his quality. I likened him to Berbatov, these touches of the ball. That's how good he is.
But he's not a Berbatov kind of player, Steve-O. You can't shout at
since
me like
he's
that.
Been to, since he's been to Chelsea, they've been playing him in the wrong position.
Don't swear,
this
don't
is
swear,
where
man.
We're at, mate.
Don't swear,
it's,
man.
That's my opinion.
Number two on our list got high votes. Very high votes, and that's why he's here. He got number one from Vuj, he got number one from Steve-O, number two from Specs, number two from Jordy, number two from Lumos. Lippy voted him high. Mason Mount.
Oi, You don't know ball. You don't know ball.
He's on his own.
Ball patch, Tigo. You don't know ball.
I don't have a ball patch. You have a ball patch.
And so do you.
You don't have a ball patch.
No, I'm bald. You know the difference. What's this bit? What's this bit? What's this bit?
Yeah, I have a ball patch.
He shaved his head. He's bald.
How can I have a ball patch?
No, but I can see hair though.
This is what I'm saying.
He shaves it.
Let's be clear. I do not have a ball patch.
You're Zidane. You got Zidane.
No, because Zidane kept his hair around here. You two are the only two people here with
ball
patches.
You're not forcing that story.
All right, T. That's you got dreads. Let's go.
No, you do have dreads though.
There's flesh on display. Every time you laugh and bend down, it gets bright. Same with you. And here, the wings are inverted. The wings are inverted.
This is gel, isn't it? This is gel. I don't know why that is, but this is gel.
Emirates Stadium, what's your one? Stadium of Light.
That's Fratton Park.
That's Fratton Park. That's Kenilworth Road over there.
What's yours?
Well, find a name then.
Glastonbury.
Glastonbury.
Market Road.
That's Market Road. And to yours, gonna.
Nah, that's not Market Road. What stadium's got tight? It's tight. What's it?
Majeski Stadium. Craven Cottage.
Everyone's right there, boy. You knee slide, you're in the fucking crowd. Craven Cottage.
Penny for the guy.
Mason Mount's gonna be fine.
All right, your one's your team, bro. Your one's your team, exactly where it is. West Ham. For everyone far away, Olympic Park.
London Stadium,
that's the one. Everyone far away.
He's at a blinder there. He's at a blinder there.
What did you say?
Hey, yo. Oh, you did it again.
You were malfunctioning. What happened?
Nah, I kept doing that stupid nose at WWE for some reason.
Every wrestler comes out.
Mason Mount's going to be fine.
He probably will be.
Where? What position? In what position, T?
Great question. Probably the right wing, but he's going to be fine.
So is it a good signing though now?
No, it's not.
I think. You sign a player that good who could play like six positions. Yeah, it's a good signing.
That's not a bad signing, Mason Mount. Mason Mount is not a bad signing.
It's a bad signing.
Manchester United were bad. If you want to say they're bad because of Mason Mount, you hold that. That's fine.
Huh?
That's your opinion.
I think it's a good
they have not been bad because
but it hasn't
of Mason
been a good signing.
Where is he going to play?
Say that again, mate. Yeah, he's on my list. He's on my bad list.
Because you lot were talking about a man's injured. He's done right now.
He's on my list. I got him number two.
But he's 6 weeks, though.
Bringing it back to your argument.
Don't make the same argument he made, please.
I'm not. I'm saying that Man United, they put in a DM now, Amrabat. So maybe they might see the best out of Mason Mount when he plays in the midfield.
In where?
He could be the 8, he could be the 10.
He can't. Where? How?
Of course
Bruno?
He can.
And where's Bruno? Where's Eriksen?
Okay.
Eriksen's obviously the sub.
Oh, so Mount's been brought in as a rotational player.
No.
Stinks.
No.
He just said
Mount.
Eriksen's a sub.
But Mount can't start. He's not good enough to start at Man United today.
Stop shouting and make a point. Stop shouting and make a point.
Mount is not good enough to start at Man United right now, Jordy. Yes or no?
And who's keeping him out?
Eriksen and Bruno Fernandes.
Eriksen's not keeping him out. He came in when Mount got injured.
I'm
going to
ask Miles a question. Miles, do you think he could have played at the Arsenal game the other day?
Pardon? Who? Mason Mount?
Yeah.
Yes. Of course he could.
Eriksen was quality in that game, though.
Of course he could.
Instead of who? Oh gosh.
Eriksen.
No, to be fair, Eriksen was quality. They got too many they've got too many players right now in that space because Casemiro starts. I don't know if Amrabat on loan from Fiorentina. Does he start?
I think Amrabat is gonna play, yeah. Do you know what I might see? It might annoy me. Bruno or Mount on the right.
I think Mount might play some games on the
right. Bruno or Mount on the right.
But Anthony was very good on the right foot the other day.
Bruno shouldn't be on the right.
No, Bruno will be in the middle. He won't be.
No,
on
but
right.
We've seen Bruno on the right.
It makes me. It does make me wonder though. What Man United are doing?
He has to be a backup for Bruno Fernandes. I'm sorry. I know you like him a lot, but he has to be a backup.
He's definitely not going to be a backup.
He's definitely
for Bruno
not.
Fernandes.
He's got too much. He's got too much ability.
The amount
to be
of quality
a backup.
Mason Mount has, and the fact that he's a lot younger than some of them players, he should be playing. And he's more efficient. He's going to be more efficient than even if he plays on the right for sometimes. Get Anthony off the field.
On the right,
bro.
He's not better than Anthony. Unfortunately, and on the left, he's not better than Rashford. I'm sorry, he can't.
You don't think he's better than Anthony?
Not on the right.
You're better than Anthony on the right.
No, not. But Mount ain't.
Of
not
course
on the right.
He is. Mason
you don't
Mount,
get the best. You're not going to get the best out of Mason Mount on the right for Manchester United.
You can.
I am willing.
Go on.
I am willing to put all my cereal on the line for this one.
What 5-1?
How does that work?
Because Mount.
No, what would the metric be?
Tigo, where have you seen Mount be effective on the right hand side of the football field?
Show me where you're putting your cereal.
I'm asking you a question. When have you seen Mount be effective on the right-hand side of the football field, T? You're breaking up. This is what I'm saying. You can't just say this.
He can play there, though. I'm not going to be specific about it. He can play there.
T, you're taking away his game.
But you could also bring Bruno forward if you play him on the right.
And you're taking away a bit off Bruno's game there.
No, Bruno free in that 10. No way is that taken away from his game.
No, what do you mean in the 10?
If you play Mason on the right and you play Rashford high, you could bring Bruno up.
But when you say Rashford high, in the 9?
No, on the left.
On the left wing.
So now you're asking Wan-Bissaka to move further forward now? For
no,
that width.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about?
So where's the width on the right, T?
There's width, it's just not high width.
For Chelsea, didn't Mount go on the wing sometimes? But it was left though.
Mm. Well, it's overthinking.
Him coming inside as a right foot player, fantastic. On the right coming in, it's different.
The thing is, I just think there's Man United players that start that in the attacking front four that shouldn't be there.
It's the worst. This is going to be worse than Danny Drinkwater at Chelsea. I promise you.
That was bad.
This is, yes.
I don't know about that, mate.
This is bad.
Yeah, is that what?
Clip
this. Is that you swear
Wallahi, this is bad.
You said Wallahi.
My United fans, I'm sorry this Mount signing for me. If he's not coming in to take Bruno's place, he's going to be a backup for Bruno.
How's he going to take Bruno's place?
He didn't say he is.
He's got enough to do with Bruno. It's Christian Eriksen. Christian Eriksen's
place is gone.
Yeah.
But now they've got Amrabat and Casemiro. They need a defensive midfielder.
Yes, fine.
So Casemiro plays, then Bruno. So where's Mason Mount playing?
I think it's going to be Mason Mount. It's either going to be Mason Mount or...
Either. No, not either.
Okay, cool. Well, it's going to be either Casemiro or Amrabat. Either DM, whoever he decides to pick, then it's going to be Mason Mount and Bruno. Tony Stark can't f***ing play anymore.
Do you know what I think, T? Do you know what I think?
He can't play.
Very well against
Arsenal. That's one game. The guy's like, how old is he?
I'm worried.
He's 33.
Bro, he's not going to play anymore.
Christian Eriksen's 33.
Christian Eriksen is not going to be playing most games for Manchester United this season. And especially they've got Champions League football.
Yeah, but you didn't say that. You said Amrabat and Casemiro, one of them ain't going to play.
Yeah, no, I said one of them is going to start. And I said...
31.
One of them is going to start. And I said Christian Eriksen is coming out of the team for Mason Mount.
Okay, yeah, but... Yeah, but that's how it was at the beginning of the season. It didn't work.
No. But
that's what I'm saying.
I don't think it worked with Casemiro, but now they've got Amrabat.
So you're saying they're dropping Casemiro?
It could be.
If you drop Casemiro and put Amrabat with Mount Eriksen, even worse.
What? That's more stability.
Amrabat over Casemiro. What the hell is this show about? I'm gonna punch man up. I swear down, Steve-O.
Alright, we'll see.
Hold man.
So why did they buy Amrabat then?
They brought Amrabat for backup, bro. You can't buy him to start over Casemiro, bro. What are you talking about, man?
I don't understand. I know Manchester United fans don't understand what's going on. I know Jadon Sancho doesn't know what's going on. I know Harry Maguire doesn't know what's going on. But I really don't know what's going on at Man United. I don't know what he's building, or if he was promised half of a transfer window and then the other half never materialised or what. But I'm hearing what you're saying. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I just think Mason Mount, with the versatility that he's got, the quality that he's got, he's going to be a good signing. But in terms of being a first-team player that jumps straight in, right now, I don't get it.
I think Ten Hag started the season thinking, this is going to be my midfield. Yeah?
I doubt it.
And he's realised that a stinker. And I think Mount's in trouble now.
Because so that, Mount could play in that role behind Bruno.
I expected Mount to be 8, Bruno. But then, obviously, that midfield, this is the Prem. Yeah. Joe Linton... Give Joe Linton that midfield. He will
love Joe Linton, innit?
Of course, bro.
Everything Joe
Linton. Aggression, bro. Aggression, bro, man.
I'm just looking it up because there was a game Manchester United lost.
Give Rice Party, Mount and Bruno Fernandes. Just
Tottenham. First half against Tottenham, Mason Mount was very good. He got injured. He was very good first half against.
Yeah, Garnacho messed him up, I can't lie.
Manchester United against Tottenham. It's not like it can't work. Tottenham were just... They were just buzzing that day. They were just flying all over Manchester United.
Pressing high, boy.
We're better. We should have. Arsenal should have gone. Havertz should have gone Man United. I swear that.
Well, that was a good.
No, thank you.
That was a good debate because at number one, because that wasn't even number one. At number one, we got a player who Greg voted number one, Lumos voted number one, Specs voted number one, Lippy voted number one, Felix voted number two, Steve-O voted number two, Miles voted number three, PK voted for him, Vuj voted for him. Moises Caicedo.
The worst.
Yes, boys. Well done.
Bro, this guy ruined our January.
Well done, boys.
He ruined our... He even said no to Chelsea in January.
He stole your league title. Can I ask you lot an honest question, Arsenal fans? Honestly. Is this a bit of bitterness?
No. No way. This comes from no bitterness.
You'd have won the league if you bought him though, right?
A long time ago. That's a long time ago, though. That's a long time ago.
You're not asking me or Steve-O?
My point is, the reason why... Oh, my God.
This guy's a chief, you know. Look at him. Take off that Jamaica top, man.
But yeah, bring it back to my point. I just think that they overspent for a player that they didn't really need in that position. That Like I said, they could have spent the money somewhere else, which I think they should have got a striker.
They needed a DM. They bought a striker.
They bought two.
Wasted the money personally. I think they could have gone all out for someone like an Osimhen, put down 150.
Or Harry Kane.
Or Harry Kane. And then you could have used that money, half the money.
You think it would have cost more to get Osimhen than 150.
Well, okay, whatever. But they spent 100 million on a midfielder that, like you said, is a system-based player and he's not really going to change much. Well, like he said, he's a system-based player and he's not really going to change much in that
midfield. If you had 100 right million now, and you could only get one world-class player, DM or striker. One world-class player. I'm tired, man. If you only get one world-class player, DM or striker, which would you, what position
Chelsea
would
needs
you
a striker. I'll get Osimhen.
Which position would you put that?
Striker.
100 mil on.
No, but remember, they got Nkuku Azor, though.
They need a striker.
Would Osimhen go there? No Champions League?
I don't think Osimhen goes there.
Just a hypothetical.
Harry Kane don't even go there.
I think they'd both go there.
Because I think what you're getting out of Caicedo right now, you can get in Navia. You could get in Enzo. You could get in other players. I'm not saying he's not.
I'm worried about
system. But for that price?
I'm worried about system players. It just seems like they can't make decisions for themselves on the field.
I don't think it's fair to call him a system player when he's that young and has played under two systems, two managers, and was great under both managers with very different systems. I don't think it's fair to call him a system player in that circumstance.
Do you know why I say this? Because, again, when we're talking about Rice, when Steve-O talks about Rice as a West Ham fan, he explains clearly what Rice is good at. But Saucedo, I don't see, like, when we're talking about initiative on the ball and that, I don't see, like, what is his thing?
Ball
tell
winning.
Me.
Ball winning, yeah, he wins that fam.
Lavia can do that.
That's what I'm saying, T. That, there's a lot of ball. Oliver Skip can Lavia's, win.
I don't think Lavia's a ball winner, man.
Bro, he is, bro. Lavia is good, bro.
Why is Saucedo 100 mil? Why is Arsenal fans crying over this guy?
I'm confused, though, because that logic is applicable to every player who plays that role.
So then why is he 100 mil then, T?
Why would Kante be 200 mil today?
No, T, you can't compare Kante and Saucedo.
Nah, you got to compare Declan Rice because you got to compare Declan Rice.
You've isolated one attribute. You said ball winning. Why is that worth 100 million? I'm confused because you've said that's the only attribute he's got. You've decided. If I say to you, Kante's only got one attribute, and that's what people said at the time.
No, he definitely didn't.
He definitely didn't have that, but people did say that. What would he be worth? The Kante that left Leicester, what would he be worth today?
T, I didn't say, first of all, okay, I know you're not comparing, but come on, T. Casado didn't come from a team where we're playing 4-4-2, and we saw Kante eating midfield by himself. I don't, seriously, T, 38 games on Brighton. Saucedo, he was doing good things here and there, but to be 100 mil, T,
the best managers in the world disagree with you.
Because they're system managers, T!
What do you mean their system? Your manager tried to buy him from a completely different system to bring him to a new system to try and win the league last year.
So that's your question, T. If you're telling me, all right, Saucedo now at Arsenal, would that be better than Rice in this situation? It wouldn't be.
No, it wouldn't be.
See, this is the problem, Tigo.
But that's because you're playing a different
system. So it's a bad system now, T.
No, because you were buying him to play a different system in January. Because you're playing, your team is now built around Rice. So why would you now compare him to a player that's not Rice?
All right, cool. So if he's this... Right, Tigo, if he's this Kante kind of guy that you're saying...
I'm not saying that.
Okay. Why is it that in the last two games I've watched him, he smelt like that?
You tell me why Thiago Silva smelled. Tell me why Raheem Sterling smelled. Tell me why world-class players have smelled for Chelsea for 15 months.
They all stink.
Yeah, but if you're buying a 100 mil player, at least...
What, Enzo Fernandez?
Yeah, and he hasn't smelt. He hasn't smelt.
He smelt early doors, though.
No, that's fair. That's fair. I'm giving you that. He smelt early doors, though.
But there's levels to this, though. There's levels to this.
Enzo's making differences. You can see he's...
I think he's got more freedom on the pitch.
Cool.
But either way, though, he's a marquee signing.
Is Saucedo going to win you?
A good amount. It's just... This Chelsea team has to click about 15 different positions. I'm not saying they definitely will, by the way. But they've got... You're talking about a team that... How many players are left from pre-Graham Potter?
1,500.
Like, it's Raheem Sterling still there. Thiago Silva still there. Chilwell and Reece James, right? Reece James obviously injured as well. They've got rid of everybody they brought in. A load. There's the Argentinians. There's Brazilians. They brought in players in January that they sold. Chelsea is a shambles.
I've never seen Saucedo switch the ball from right to left. I've never seen it.
But if it were, if the theory is correct that Chelsea can...
There's nothing great about this player. It's just great system player. Or if the right back goes, I'll fill in here, I'll win the ball here. Come midfield, I'll win it here, just, and I'll just keep it ticking. But you're 100 more.
I don't think you're speaking from a vast knowledge here. I think you're speaking from a very broad perspective.
Saucedo's overrated. And you're good. That's why we're...
So are you just angry at the price?
That's what it sounds
like. I'm angry at the price and what I've seen the last two games, and it's now making me think, wow, Poch, if you're not doing what De Zerbi and the man are doing, this is going to be another bad Chelsea signing.
So you're saying that the Chelsea before he arrived, where they were bad, and the Chelsea that is now, the pressure is, the reason they're bad now is because of Casado. And the reason that Pochettino's not getting the best the out last of players now is because they're not copying De Zerbi, even though they would want
to
copy
De Zerbi. No, but he contributed massively with those two mistakes in two different games.
100% he did, yeah.
So me and Casado have got a problem. Because you, from January till now, you've been on my phone and my Twitter, your name linked to all these clubs. And this is what you're showing me. You better fix up, my broski.
But the problem is, I just don't, it's fair, but Chelsea are a mess. I keep saying it, players that go there, Chelsea are a mess.
Like, everyone's waiting for it to happen. And they waited last year for Chelsea to get good, and they never did. Like, De Zerbi's there. And I think most people think, will Newcastle, will Man United, will Chelsea, one of these teams is going to sack their manager first. And I'm not saying that all of them are going to get sacked or any of them are going to get sacked, but the theory is one of them is going to get sacked and De Zerbi goes to one of those teams. And then we wait for Chelsea to do it all over again, whatever. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not nowhere near 100% sure Chelsea actually get good. And I'm not going to blame a player for that. This is the most nonsensical way of building a team I've ever seen. And the only example I could give you of it working is Nottingham Forest last year.
See, you're right, but when we're doing top 10 transfers, I have no choice. I can't allow Sacedo because of the
Chelsea.
No, but
you obviously have a problem with him as well.
Number one.
What do you mean?
Number one, though.
You have a problem with him as a player as well as hating what Chelsea are doing.
Number one. Did you have him number one?
Yeah. He's been the worst.
I had him third.
He's been the worst, though. That's not what this list... But it's fine. Your list is your list. I'm not going to judge your list.
He's been the worst when it comes to 100 mil and
that. Signing that's happened.
100 mil and that.
I think he's up.
150 mil
I'm
and
not mad at him being thinking, number one.
For what
not
you're buying, there needs to be instant results.
100%. So what, you think Kai Havertz...
No, do you know what it is? You see Kai Havertz, for example, yeah? Like, I'm seeing signs of... Okay,
signs of
it might
what?
Work. So said, oh, there's nothing there, boss.
There are signs of Kai Havertz, though.
His partner. Wait till he gets Lavia. Wait till he... There's all these excuses. Like,
well, he hasn't got Lavia yet. Which major signings have made an impact? Madison. Okay.
Rice.
Would you have said that before the United game?
Yeah, he's been good. He has made an impact in Arsenal's midfield.
Do you reckon he'd have said that before the Man United
game? Yes, he has.
When he was phoning you saying he wants him dropped?
No, at 1-1 he called me and he was...
I've never said he wanted him dropped.
Swearing at Arsenal. Give me another.
No, I never said he wanted him dropped. I said he shouldn't be playing where he should be playing.
Player right now that people have signed that...
Declan Rice, Madison...
So the English boys right now.
Oh yeah, Szoboszlai.
Ward-Prowse playing well. Tonali's playing well.
Tonali?
You think he's had a big impact?
Mandem.
No, they're not big impacts.
Mandem. Tonali.
Oh, Pedro from Brighton.
Big signing.
Oh, no.
Pedro Porro.
No, big signing. No, big signing. He's made an impact.
If Chelsea
impact.
If Chelsea got Rice.
Jesus Christ, boys.
Does Rice improve Chelsea? Straight away.
Eventually.
No, what?
Does he do more than what Caicedo's doing right now?
Of course he does.
Eventually. But I don't understand the question because we've already pointed out that the Lavia, Enzo, Caicedo midfield is the midfield. That's Chelsea. The midfield Chelsea want. Well, who knows? On paper, that's the midfield they want.
Declan Rice is more demanding midfielder. He wants to be on the ball.
Chelsea's a mess, bro. I'm being real. It's a mess, bro.
Yeah, but when you've got certain players like that with them kind of personalities and he's willing to drive the game, they can change the team. Caicedo's not that kind
bro,
of player.
From top to front, yeah, Chelsea have not got a rubbish team.
Who was it Arteta wanted? Was it Rice or was it Caicedo?
Caicedo.
Yeah, because he was available at the time there, but he always wanted Declan Rice. There was talks about Declan Rice in January.
The Rice link was in August, but the money was dumb.
Did it end up being 100 mil?
Then January, of course. Things happen because we ended up being nearly champions. So things change. Come on, T.
You were nearly champions at that time. Yeah, we.
In August, we wasn't expected to be top of the league.
I'm hearing we a lot.
Welcome back, my guy. Welcome back.
I think.
Dylan, get that out there. Get that out.
I think betting against Caicedo's, it's a choice. I wouldn't make that choice.
Do you think Caicedo comes good?
No. Unless Chelsea, and believe me, I know ball. Trust me.
You don't.
Unless Chelsea get De Zerbi. Poch is not going to get the best out of Sacedo like this.
Might be right.
He's gambling.
The thing is, Chelsea will try for De Zerbi soon.
Yeah, I reckon. Poch looks lost.
Sacedo should have gone Liverpool.
That would have been good, yeah.
He should have gone there.
You must rate him highly then.
He should have gone there.
You must rate him highly.
No, because the system fits better for him.
Oh, yeah. Now he's talking about fitting.
What's the system at Chelsea?
Huh?
Do what you want.
T, right now?
Does anyone know?
Me nah know.
Does anyone know?
But I'm still going to throw Sacedo there because he gave away a penny against West Ham.
That's fine.
And it's the reason why Elanga done that little finish in the bottom corner.
All right, our top 10 of worst signings of the summer transfer window are
Number 10, oh, sorry, that was the wrong list.
Salcedo's trash.
Number 10, Robert Sanchez. Number 9, Nicholas Jackson. Number 8, Clement Langley. Number 7, Andre Onana. Number 6, Johnny Evans. Number 5, Neil Mopay. Number 4, Sergio Reguilon. Number 3, Kai Havertz. Number 2, Mason Mount. And number 1, Moises Caicedo.
If I'm wrong, by the way, it'll be a week off slapping your bums.
Filthy5.com, subscribe to the channel. Specs is offering free bum slaps. If you see him out in the street, give him one. He likes them.
No, I'll give them one.
Nope, he likes them.
I'll give him one.
He'll leave your hands smelling like something.
Let's go.